Dear friends, we gather this day on the traditional and unceded territory of the Algonquin Nation. May we always dwell on this land with respect and peace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, who chose the Virgin Mary, full of grace, to be the mother of our Lord and Savior, now fill us with your grace, that we in all things may embrace your will, and with her rejoice in your salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of Isaiah. Again the Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol, or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." And Isaiah said, "Hear then, O house of David. Is it too little for you to weary mortals, that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel. He shall eat curds and honey by the time he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the child knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land, before whose two kings you are in dread, will be deserted." Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. serviteur de Jésus-Christ, appelé à être apôtre, mis à part pour annoncer l'Évangile de Dieu. Cet Évangile qu'il avait déjà promis par ses prophètes dans les Écritures saintes concerne son fils, issu selon la chair de la lignée de David, établi selon l'Esprit Saint, fils de Dieu avec puissance par sa résurrection d'entre les morts, Jésus-Christ, notre Seigneur. Par lui, nous avons reçu la grâce d'être apôtre pour conduire à l'obéissance de la foi. À la gloire de son nom, tous les peuples païens, dont vous êtes vous aussi, que Jésus-Christ a appelé. À tous les bien-aimés de Dieu qui sont à Rome, aux saints par l'appel de Dieu, à vous, grâce et paix de la part de Dieu, notre Père, du Seigneur Jésus-Christ. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus.
Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May we open ourselves to receive the love of God. Amen. Maybe when you come into church and you're waiting for the service to start, you have the back page in front of your eyes and you're looking at all those names, figuring out who's who and who's going to do what. And then you get a day like today when people have their colds and they're not the same people as the ones in the list. And I was one of those people last Sunday, and I can say that for those who have this cold right now, my prayers are with you. Because it was a long one and a hard one. In that time while I was away, some of you were very kind to send me notes. Maybe you're acquainted with this cold. But some people sent me interesting notes about news that churches are full of revival. So there was an article in the Ottawa Lookout. It's an email newspaper saying how all of a sudden there are new people in church. And they interviewed some local clergy. They interviewed Mark Whittall, the priest at Trinity Church on Bank Street. And he said that the 18 to 30-year-old range of people had been absent, but suddenly they're here. They're in church. And the Catholic Church, St. Patrick's Basilica, they run a program that's kind of like a confirmation class, right, for Christiation for adults. And they said they have some 70 people taking their course. And just down the street here at Knox Presbyterian, Reverend Jim Pott said, you know, we're so close to the university, and I think that the way we have apologized for the church's role with LGBTQ and with Indigenous people is respected by students. So several of you sent me this article. So I think you're taking it in too. And it caused me to, you know, when you're sick, you're just looking into your phone, right? I went down the rabbit hole of wondering, is this true? Is this true that there is this revival? Well, CBC with Matt Galloway says Generation Z, I probably pronounced that the wrong way. It should be maybe the American way, but I'm going to say it that way. Generation Z is back in church. And the New York Times says that the Orthodox Church has a whole bunch of young men who are attracted to conservative masculinity. So I thought, okay, well, that one's not for me. And the Church of England says that people are flocking to the our community. And we can say, yes, we're having a baptism and confirmation series of sessions starting in January. We have new volunteers who are going to be doing the audio and looking after the sound system. We have a new younger person who's coming on as a deputy warden. Feels nice. Feels nice. But I still wasn't sure. So there's another magazine called The Christian Century. And it's one that I like to look at. And this one said, yeah, the rumors that there's a revival, it's a little too early to tell. The article was skeptical. And so, you know, if you look at magazines online, there are always the responses below. And so there are the letters coming back saying, ah, but it's true in our church. And there are the other articles saying, yeah, we're waiting too. But most interesting to me was, if it is true, why would it be happening? So I want to direct your attention to the candles that we lit with the children. The candle today was the candle for love. These themes, they come from the 19th century, they come from Germany, and the Advent wreath is not new. It's something that's developed over time, so hope, peace, joy, love, these are themes that have gradually come into our acceptance that this is what is on an Advent wreath. So I'm thinking about love. And especially, I found myself thinking, you know, in the middle of my coughing, that, okay, there's going to be three services all right in a row. When we do that at Easter, we call it the Triduum, the 3 days. And it feels like here we've got Joseph and the baby practically born, and then we're going to have Christmas Eve and Christmas Day all close together. Is there a theme that goes with all these stories? And I think, let's talk about love in church is a really great theme. So children can light a candle and say it's for love. But I had to go looking in the readings and not find the word. I don't know if you noticed, there's no mention of love in the readings. And I thought, you know what, maybe it has to be excavated. Maybe it's there, but not using the word. And so I'm going to do that excavating with you. So the story today is the Joseph version of the Christmas story. And it's a strange story because it would appear that he is covering for something really embarrassing, which is that Mary is pregnant. He's covering for it. And it would seem that everyone thought there was a reason why she was pregnant and it wasn't good. So there's the one that maybe she was raped by a soldier. There's another that, well, maybe Joseph did it. And there's a third, well, you know, maybe she was a young rebel and she had a boyfriend. All of these things have been said in that time, which was why it got written into the story, and over the centuries. And if it's a conspiracy, Joseph is in on it. He has had this dream. And as a result of this dream, he is going to protect the baby. He's going to protect the mother. He's going to protect his own reputation too. And why would he do this? Well, the story says it's because he's a righteous man. I think the word righteous undersells his virtue as a man, as a father, and as a human being. I think we can excavate the word righteous and we're going to encounter the word love. And one of the reasons I think that is this is not the first Joseph. There was another Joseph of Technicolor Dreamcoat fame who also was off to Egypt, who also had dreams. And despite his horrible brothers, He forgave them. That's love. I think when we go looking for love, we might have to excavate it from all the other themes that overlap with it. For example, if you have, say, a person you love, you maybe also have feelings of wanting to protect them, total frustration with their ways that can irritate you, compassion when they do something and you understand where it came from, and it was going to be hard for them, and you know it. Love is mixed up with all other kinds of emotions. It's hard to separate it. It's hard to excavate it from all the other kinds of feelings you can have. And it's hard to excavate it because you are also complicated. You are also sometimes hard to love. You are also frustrating. You also need protection. And you bring two people together like that, and there are times when it might feel like the love will break, and there are times when it feels like the love is more solid than ever. If there's a revival in church, I think it's about this love. The articles, and this is why I was going looking for them, say that it's about some other things. Companionship. Looking for some meaning. Because meaning is a really hard thing to find sometimes. I think we have some beautiful blessings for that here. The fact that we're an inclusive church that welcomes everyone. Young people tell me this matters to them. The fact that we talk about truth and reconciliation, but especially about truth, we own up to some horrible things that have happened in the name of church over generations. We're not afraid to acknowledge this was a part of church. And that we can be courageous about who we stand beside. And they include maybe people you don't want to stand beside. And you have to tell yourself, oh, but I do. It's why it's really good that the well is in this building. It's why it's really good that the thrift shop is in this building. They remind us who we stand beside. But we also stand beside the people we sit with right now. And it is a good thing to love the people who are with you now. It is a good thing to feel safe in this space. It is a good thing for pieces of music that you have come to know to touch a part of yourself and help you get through today. If there's a revival of church, and again, the articles say yes, and they say maybe, wait and see. But if there is a revival in church, it's going to be about love. Amen.
Holy God, you are a God of love. In times of struggle, in times of peace, in times of pain, in times of joy, help us to remember that you love us, that you call us to love others, and that your love will overcome. Creator God, we thank you for your good creation. Thank you for the love and care with which you created every good and living thing. Thank you that you created us in your image to be in community, to love and serve each other and the creation in which we live. Help us to live up to this calling that you have given us. Help us to make concern and care for our ailing world a habit and a part of everything we do. Show us how to use the creativity you have given us to heal your world for the sake of all who live in it. Give us the strength to make these decisions, even when they are hard. This we ask of you, Creator, singing. Jesus, we pray against hate and violence and the rhetoric that encourages it. On both national and individual levels, we see people using their words and bodies to harm others. War, genocide, terror attacks, hate crimes, hate speeches, policies and laws that make it harder for certain groups to exist as themselves. Jesus, you are no stranger to these things. You came to be Emmanuel, God with us, and chose to experience this human life. You responded to hate with love, and your sacrificial love overcame. Help us to do the same. Help us to avoid our culture's habit of returning insult for insult, hate for hate, but to instead respond to all things in love. Help us to see you in the eyes of those we oppose, to respect their humanity, and to trust that your love can and will change this world that will one day be remade into your kingdom. This we ask of you, Jesus, as we sing. In some ways, to love is to know that we will also grieve. We pray for those who have died, those whom we love but are separated from us for now, though not from you. We thank you for the time we had with them, and we thank you that we will be with them again. That knowledge does not erase grief, but allows our grief to be measured by hope. Thank you that we know you care for our loved ones as they rest in you. For this we give thanks as we sing. Lord, we lift up to you all those who are sick and who suffer, particularly those we mention now. For those whose names we know, and for those known only to you, we ask your healing and your comfort. This we pray to you, Lord, as we sing. Lord God, we thank you that you are a God of love. Help us to live our lives in grateful response to what you have given us, reflecting your love to others in all that we do. This we pray in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. As our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say.
Thank you.
Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
Et que la paix de Dieu, qui surpasse toute intelligence, garde vos cœurs et vos esprits dans la connaissance et l'amour de Dieu et de son Fils Jésus-Christ, notre Sauveur. Et la bénédiction de Dieu Tout-Puissant, Père, Fils et Saint-Esprit, descende sur vous et y demeure à jamais.
Amen. Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.